am Christy Ballard Fellaini. I am a certified life coach who found herself at 42, freshly divorced, kids off to college, and having never dated in my adult life. I was starting in the middle. If you haven't yet hit start on your middle time in life, let's do it together. Let the journey begin. You are listening to Start in the Middle, episode 64. Hey, my friends, welcome back to the podcast. I do want to encourage you to stay till the very end. I do have a special tip that I want to share with you. It's called 3 Steps to Thrive at Midlife. So stay till the end and I'll share that with you. But I do have an awesome message for you today. In case this is your first time listening, I am Christy Fellaini. I am a certified life coach, and I help women create the courage that they need to have more joy in their lives. And I am so excited that you are here today. So last week, I had the opportunity to spend an amazing week in the Dominican Republic. I had the opportunity to spend this time with my business coach and 14 other awesome entrepreneurs. And not all of my new friends were all coaches, but the huge thing that we do have in common is the desire to grow an idea, okay? The desire to create something that is going to be bigger than ourselves, to build something that we have no idea how to build or if it will even work, but we have that craving in our hearts to figure it out, to figure out how to make it work. So I just want to encourage you with that. The best part about all of this is the amazing love that we have for what we do. And in case you don't already know this, love is your greatest asset. Love is the greatest, most accessible emotion that you have. And so when you are building something from love, how could it go wrong? Because it is the greatest emotion that God gave us. We love because He loved us first. All right, so let's jump into today's episode. So this week is my birthday week. And it's not just any old birthday. This week, I am turning 50. And my assumption is that most of my client base is around that mark, maybe a little younger, maybe a little bit older. But if you and I were sitting across the table from each other, I would ask you about your experience with 50. Now, obviously, if you were younger than me, then I would ask you, what are your worries about that big 5-0 coming up? Or what are you most looking forward to? And of course, if you're older than me, I would ask you about how your experience was. And I would listen so intently to see what we have in common and to learn from your experience and what it is that I have to look forward to in the next half of my life. And I say half because I plan to live to 100 and beyond. Don't you? So the truth is, all throughout my 40s, I never really knew how old I was. And when people would ask me, like literally, I would have to do the math. And what's funny about that is that if you know me personally, you know that I'm not good at math. So I would probably either ask my daughter because she's amazing at math, or I might ask my husband because he's also amazing at math, okay? But that is just to say that I've never worried about, and I've never thought about my number. Because in my brain, that's all it is a number, okay? And so that's why I've never focused on the fact of, you know, when I was 45 or 46, or I focused on, or I thought a lot about 49 because it was getting close to 50. And I have no qualms whatsoever about turning 50 because there are so many amazing things that I am doing and that I am creating. So I just never thought about the number. I always just kept going each day, doing my thing and pushing the limits where I could. But 50 feels different. 50 feels like a huge accomplishment. It feels like life is only getting better with each passing year and each year of wisdom. And my hope is that that is the same for you. So last week in the training session, I had the opportunity to learn about my five top strengths, And what we did was before we even went on the retreat, we did a Gallup poll of, I believe it was like 100 questions. And you read the question and then you just, you know, answer based off of what comes into your mind first, okay? And so I was so amazed to find out what my top five strengths were. And when I looked at these and I read through each of the descriptions, they totally resonated with me. Like it was so believable. Everything that I read, I was like, oh yeah, that is me. Oh, that's me to a T. But when I looked at these top five strengths, not only did they resonate with me, but I also thought, how can these be strengths when I have always looked at them as being a deficit? That's right. So when you do an exercise like this and you literally find out like what you are good at, what your strengths are, you have the opportunity to turn your mindset around on that. And so I'm not going to like go into and pinpoint each one of my strengths, but I was so surprised when I found out that these were strengths because all this time I had been looking at these strengths as being things that were holding me back, like being things that I could tell myself were in fact, not strengths, but maybe even weaknesses. So like I said, I'm not going to go into a big description of each one of my five strengths. But what I am going to tell you is what my new friend, Lee Coles, taught me about my strengths and how I can choose to apply this knowledge in turning 50. She gave me this to help me to totally embrace these strengths, all right? So first you must name them, right? Which we did in the exercise in the Gallup poll. Then you must claim them, and then you can aim them. So here is how it applies. I am totally and completely claiming 50, and I choose to wear it like a badge. I am claiming that this is the year of me. This is going to be my year. It is going to be huge in the way that my business grows. It is going to be huge in the way that I show up for my clients and that I show up for my family and that I show up for myself. It's going to be huge in the amount of people that I am able to help in transforming their own lives. These are the things that I am claiming about my strengths. And here is how I am going to aim them. 50 is going to be the year that I am going to stop believing all of the old stories that I was conditioned to believe, not only about myself, but also the stories that I was conditioned to believe about other people. Now, I want to stop you right here because have you ever thought about that? The fact that you were conditioned to believe certain things about other people. And you may not even realize that this has happened. But once you realize it, it's almost kind of crushing because when I thought about this, it made me think of all the people that I shut myself off to. It made me think of all the people that I may have closed myself off to. And the reason that this is so crushing is because of the amazing people that I could have met, the amazing people that I could have had relationships with. But because I was conditioned as I was growing up to believe specific things about, you know, maybe specific races or specific cultures, we sometimes close ourselves off. And so this is the year that I am choosing to throw all that away and believe new stories. Further, my aim in regards to continuing my journey of deciding what stories I want to believe about me, I just want to remind you that you have the power to do this too. I mean, really, think about it. All of the beliefs that you have about yourself is just stories. The only reason that you think that they are true is because you have been believing them for far too long. And if you don't believe me, I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to meet with me for just 20 minutes. In just 20 minutes, I will prove this to you. The fact that you have specific stories that you're believing about yourself that are not even true. So I want to challenge you to this. Meet with me for just 20 minutes. I mean, really, what's 20 minutes out of your life? 20 minutes that could possibly blow your mind. And there's no obligation whatsoever. It's just 20 minutes. All right. Okay. And the last thing, I am aiming 50 at creating more love, creating more love. Because you guys, as I said at the top of the podcast, love is accessible at any time. All you have to do is choose it. No matter what you have been through or whatever it is that you are going through, love is accessible. Imagine if this is the emotion that we all choose, especially the world that we are living in right now. There is so much pull from dark and evil in the world that we are living in right now. And what if we consciously chose love each and every day, even when we think that there is none around? Imagine the change that we could make. Imagine the impact that we could have on that dark hole that's just kind of looming around us right now in this world. So last week, I encountered all different types of people while on my retreat. And the majority of them were very kind. And the ones that weren't really weren't even on my radar because I was in such a state of love. Love for me, love for my business, and love for the other humans in my path. Because at the end of the day, we are all just humans, just trying to be humans. And that alone is worthy of love. So, as I promised, I have a very special gift for you. So, I want you to go to my website, www.KristiBallardFellaini.com. That's KristiBallard, F as in Frank, Allany.com. At the top of the page, grab the 3 steps to thrive at midlife. It is completely free to you, and it will go straight to your inbox. I promise you that it is going to change the perspective on your life. Also, if you would like to experience the power of coaching, it would be my honor to meet with you and to listen to your story. I will share with you the tools that I have learned within my own coaching practice and the tools that I share with my own clients. You see, we apply these tools, and I promise you, you will change your life. You'll stop feeling like you don't have enough joy. So go to my website, and while you're grabbing your 3 steps to thrive, also click on a consult call. It's those bright pink buttons. Engage with me, and I would love to experience this with you, and I'd love to hear your story. All right? So you guys, I hope that you have an amazing week. I hope that this revelation of me turning 50 is going to help push you forward into the things that you want in your life, because I know that during this time, this world that we are in, we could all use a little more joy. You guys have a great day. Who is your life coach? I would love the opportunity to work with you as you are rediscovering the woman you were meant to be. Visit KristiBallardFellaini.com for more information on how we can work together to ignite that passionate, enthusiastic woman who may have been tucked away for some time. Let's start in the middle together.